Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, continuing with our analysis of the final Mishnah in the sixth parak, detailing the post-execution hanging and then burial, etc., of someone who got skila. Lo hayu kodim chokach lama. Shelefisha ein kovrin rasha itzal tzadik. Why did the Beit Din have separate Batei Kfarot, and we don't bury this guy in the regular cemetery because we don't bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik. Tamar Achav Rachanim Nainchen Kovin Rasha Itzal Tzaddik takes us to an interesting story. Shenemar Vayu Hem Krovim Vayim Krovim Ish. This is after Elisha died and was buried. Vinei Ra'u At Gdud. There was a Gdud of Aram that was coming. Vayashlichu At Ish Bekever Elisha. They threw this guy into Elisha's kever. He got up and he lived. He came back to life. So you see that it was inappropriate for this bad guy, evidently was a bad guy, to be buried next to Elisha. So Amalei Papa that when Eliyahu was about to be taken to heaven, Elisha, he asked Elisha, what do you want from me? And Elisha said, I want to have double your spirit on me. Which could be, that's one way to read it, Pishnayim. Pishnayim may also mean two-thirds, but for right now we'll read it in the simple way, which is two times, which means, in other words, that Elisha was asking to have double the power of Eliyahu, and so he also had to bring somebody back to life, but to bring somebody back to life while he was dead. So Malei, Yachi, Hainu, Tanya, Raglava, Marlo, Vetolo, Halach. This fellow who was thrown into Elisha's grave and ended up walking and living, if the point was to revive him and to really resuscitate him, then why does the Brita say that he got up but he never went to his house? Means he got up, he walked around, then he died, and evidently the reason is for so he would not be buried with Elisha. So where do you find that Elisha really did bring somebody back to life to fulfill this idea? Because Eliyahu said, if you see me taken from you, then this request will happen and you will get Pishnayim. And so where do we ever see that that it was fulfilled such that because Elisha after all did see Eliyahu when he was taken from him? And so the answer was, Rabbi Yochanan, Shripat Sarat Naaman, in a famous story in Perek Dalet, Melachim Bet, Elisha heals the leprosy of, or whatever Sarat is, of Naaman, the general of Aram. Shishkula kameit tichtiv al nati kameit. Miriam, we know, was considered like a maid because she had Sarat, so therefore healing a Mitzora is like bringing him back to life. So that's how it was fulfilled. Shem shen kovrin rasha yitzol tzadik, kachin kovrin rasha chamor yitzol rasha kal. So if that, there's also an understanding that just like we don't bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik, we also don't bury a Rasha who's really bad next to a Rasha who's not so bad. And that's why they have separate for Nechalkin v'Neragin as opposed to Niskalim v'Nisrafin. V'litkon arba kvarot, so why don't they have four separate ones, one for each mitah? They had a tradition of two separate batei kvarot. Okay, Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chelev. Let's say a person ate chelev, he frished korban, and he separated a korban chatat. Vehimir dato v'chazarbo. We're going to see this is a side door of sugya to get to us. And he became an apostate, and then he came back. What happens to his korban? Hol v'nitche yidachet. Yochanan says that because at one point he couldn't bring a korban, zevach hashorim toeva, therefore that korban is now nidche, and now he has to separate another animal. We have another tradition of Yochanan going through another transmission set. Let's say the same thing happened. A guy ate chelev, he separated a korban chatat, and then he became out of his mind. Then he got his sanity back. Again, the korban, he has to buy a new korban, because at one point, he was somebody who could not bring a korban. Utsricha, why do we need both statements? If we only have the statement about the apostasy, because he walked away, pushed himself away. Here it happened to him out of his control. Maybe he's like somebody who's asleep. We don't say if somebody's mafrish a korban on Tuesday and brings it on Wednesday because he slept overnight, that it's nidche. And if we only have the case of the guy who went crazy, he couldn't control it. There, the guy's an apostate. He could at any time turn around. Emolo, maybe it's not Nidche, Tzricha, we need both. Rabbi Yosef, Ananami Tanina, we have a similar brayta in the context of Ir HaNidachat. Hayuba Kodashim, let's say you're coming to destroy the Ir HaNidachat, and the Ir HaNidachat had some sancta, some korbanot. So Kodashim is Beach Yamutu. If any of them are animals or flower or whatever, they can go on the Mizbeach, and they're destroyed, they die. Kodashim Berakabayit Yipadu. If they're Berakabayit, Kodashim, then we redeem them. But we can't bring them the stuff on the Mizbeach. Why do the animals have to die? Kevin de Iktol Havilu Kapora. After all, since these guys died, they're now had Kapora. Voleskula Gavoa. And therefore, they're no more Rishoyim, and therefore these animals should go. If somebody had a Korban Shlomim and a Nadava set aside, so yeah, maybe at some point in time he became a Russian Dinavodazar, we wouldn't accept it. But now that he died, because of Irin Dachat, he should have Kapora. So, isn't it because of the same principle that Rabbi Yochanan said, that since at some point, after there was Mafrisha Korban, before he brought it, he was not Ra'ui, therefore it's out. So, Amar Le Abaye, Misavrat Mei Petoch Risho Havilei Kapara. So he turned to Rabbi Yosef and said, that doesn't support Rabbi Yochanan. Because this is a different issue. Who's to say that this guy who died in Iran Dachad has Kapara? Maybe the reason we don't bring the Korban is because even right now, as a dead man, he's not worthy. So made mitoch risho lo havile kapara. So maybe somebody who dies while he's still a rasha doesn't have kapara. The Tanur of Shmaya yachol afilu pershu avotav midarchei tzibur yitamei. Here I might think that if a kohen's father left the community and stopped behaving like a proper Jew, that he should still be mitamei when he dies. Tamal nomer biamav, right? That only leitamav bal bamav lehichalo beosem asay amav. He has to be somebody who behaves like the nation. Which means that if somebody died, Berisha, we still a Rasha. Because after all, this is a guy who died. Somebody Rava, me come a dummy, Nerag mitoch Risho, the made mitoch Risho. He said, you can't compare the two. You're talking about a guy who was not observant, left the community, and died. He died of a heart attack, he died of old age, he died whatever. As opposed to somebody who was killed as Irini Dachat, that is Kapara. So made mitoch Risho, kivin lechi orchi da kamaya. This guy died in old age, or got hit by a bus, or whatever. Lohavile kapara, there's no kapara. Nerag mitoch Risho, but if he's killed as a rasha, meaning because he's a rasha, kivin lohav ki orchi mait, he didn't die in the normal way, havile kapara, that must be a kapara. And he proves it, Rav proves it, the teda dichtiv, mizmor le'asaf elohim ba'u goyim nachatecha, timor te'echal kochecha, sam yushalayim le'im, natnuot niflat avadecha, machal ofa shamayim, b'chasach chasidecha l'chaito aretz. So it talks about the destruction of tzaddikim during the Churban, the killing of tzaddikim, and it calls them chasidim and avadim. So how do we interpret it? My avadecha, my chasidecha, lav chasidecha, chasidecha mamish. Chasidecha means really pious people. Avadecha means hanin b'chayvidin ad meikara. These are people who really were chayev to die. Kemedi'itol, kari lo avadecha. But since they died, they were killed, they're called avadecha. So Rava says, you see, that it's only because they died in an unusual way that we call it. Amar le Abaye, mika medamit, haruge machud, haruge beitin. Those are people who are killed by the government, killed in war, whatever it might be, that you can't compare that to haruge beitin. Haruge machud, kevin de shalo bedin kamiktali, havilu kapara. Those guys have kapara. That's why they're called avadim, because they were killed not in the proper way. They were killed and died as Jews because they're Jewish. So that's a kapara. Haruge Beitin, but if somebody's killed by the Beitin, like Irani Dachad, given to Gibedin Kamiktali, they're killed properly. Lavilu Kapara, that's not a Kapara. Tedat Nando, Hayu Kovimoto, Bekirot Avotav. After all, you see, from our Mishnah, that's how we got here, you see that they don't bury the guy in his ancestral plot, right? They bury them in a special thing, which means his death doesn't generate Kapara. Visaka Daitach, given to Ikto, Havilu Kapara. You think that once he's killed, he has Kapara. Likbru, let him be buried in the proper place. So what Rabbi continues to support is the idea that because you're killed by Beitin doesn't automatically give you kapara, and therefore the members of the Ir HaNidachat, the reason that we don't bring their korban is not because of Rabbi Yochanan's principle of kema de itchu itchu, but because there never was a point of being ra'ui even after they died. So the answer Rava gives is mito kvura bainan. The kapara requires death and the burial. The burial is what generates the kapara. We said at the end of our Mishnah that the relatives of this one who was killed by the Beit Din don't have proper Avelut. They have sadness, they don't have Avelut. You think once they're buried, it's Kapara, then I should be Mitabel because it's the guy at Kapara. So he answers, Ba'ina nami equal basar. Rava answers, there's one more thing you need, not just kapora, not just kvura, but also decomposition. What's the real kapora? The beitin kills you, and you're buried, and then the body decomposes. That's what the kapora affects, the kapora. We saw that in the Mishnah that said that once the person's body decomposes, they reinter, they take the bones and they reinter the guy in his place. So Shmami, now you see from there that that's what's needed. Okay, Ravashi Amar Avelud Mematayke Matchalad. Ravashi has a different answer. He says, you know why burial is not enough? Avelud, when does it start? Mistimat Hagolal. That's when you actually cover up the Golal. Kapar Me'ematakahavi, when does the kapar happen? Mechichazut Sara de Kivrapurta. When they see a little bit of the kever. Right? So therefore, Hilkachol v'idchu yidchu. Therefore, and this is now playing on Rabbi Yochanan's principle, but in a different context, since at one point where they were in, they were not ro'i for Avelut, so no Avelut anymore. If that's the case, then why do I have to wait till the body decomposes? The minute that I covered up the thing, why don't I just go back in, open it up, and take the body out and reinter him right away? The answer is Mishum Delo Efshar. It's simply a practical thing, which is that the Tzara de Purta, the Tzara de Kivra, the Kivra Purta, which Ravash is mentioning, means sometime in the grave. Sometime in the grave, the body has to feel the pain. So if that's the case, then the question is, so why not wait a couple hours, a couple days, and go in and reinter him? Why wait till the body's gone? The answer is Shum Delo Efshar, because the body's all gross and disgusting and decomposed. You have to wait till it's bones, and then you reinter. All right, here a story. Kivrei de Rav Habushaklu Mine Afra Lishtambat Yoma. They believed that earth from a graveyard was helpful for decreasing a certain kind of fever. So they would go to Rav's grave and take this earth. So Ato Amrle the Shmuel. So they came to Shmuel, who, as you know, outlived Rav, and they asked him if this is appropriate. Amrle Yautavdin. He said, that's okay what they're doing. Karka Olamu, because after all, it's public land. It's not, and there's no Isser in using it. Karka Olam in an Aseret. Since it's public land, it can't become Aser. You know, the idea is, and we're going to go to this now for a while, is that anything associated with the mate, Tfusat HaMate, is Aser B'Hanot. But this is Karka Olam. What's the proof? This is when they destroyed the Asherah. Al kever b'nei ha'am. Makish kever b'nei ha'am l'avod azara. So it compares a kever to avod azara. Ma avod azara b'mechubra lo mitzara. Avod azara cannot become usher if it's connected to the ground. Like if somebody worships a mountain or a tree, it's not usher. If he plants a tree for that, it's a different story. The nations that you inherit, you have to destroy their gods that are on top of the mountains. Meaning, Al Ha'arim Elohim, Flo Ha'arim Elohim. Their gods are on the mountains, but not the god. The gods are not the mountains. All right, which means there's no. It's not Tofes B'Mechuber. So therefore, Achanami Mechuber Lo Mitzer. Therefore, the ground, the earth around the mate, isn't Yosser. So Meitave, we have a challenge. Achotzev Kever Laviv Alach V'Kavro Ukvar Mokom Acher. If a guy digs a grave for his father and then ends up burying him somewhere else, Hareza Lo Yipor Bol Yikaver Bol Amit. Nobody can use this grave now. It's Osir. So Achmaskinam B'Kever Binyan. Now he actually built something. He didn't just dig. He built something. Now that's Mechubel Karka, but it's material that he set aside for this particular mate. Toshma Kever Chadash Mutar Bana. If you have a new kever that hasn't been used, you can get Hana from it. He tilbo nefel, but even if you put a stillborn in it, asur b'hano. So achanam mekever binyan, that's talking again where they built something. Toshman nimtza tomer shalosh kvarotein. So we have three kinds of kvarot. Kever hanimtza, when you encounter a kever. Kever hayadua, a place where you know there was a kever. And kever mazikat harabim, a kever that's in the way of the public. These are all three different kinds of kvarot that for one reason or another are going to get moved. Kever hanimtza mutar lefanoto. A kever that's encountered, you're allowed to move it. Pinau mekomot tahor umutar b'hana'a. And we'll see why in a minute, but you could move it, and the place is tahor, and you're allowed to get hana'a from the ground around it. Kever hayadua, if you have one that was known, asur lefanoto, you're not allowed to move it. Pinahu mekomot tameh v'asur b'hana'a. If you do move it, the place is still tameh. And they're not allowed to get an offer from it. Kever mazikat harabim, if it's something that's a public nuisance, Mutar lefanotah, you're allowed to move it. Pinel mekomot tahor, the place is tahor. V'yasur b'hana'ah, you're not allowed to get hana'ah from it. So achinam mekever binyan. So again, this is talking about a kever binyan, and that's why asur lefanotah. So if a kever nimtza mutar lefanotah, the first category, since when are you allowed to move a kever that you encounter, that you just found? So do a mit mitzvahu. A mit mitzvah kana mekomo. Maybe it's a mit mitzvah. A mit mitzvah actually does acquire the land around it. Answer, Shem, it's the Kali Itle. If there's a main mitzvah, everybody would have heard about it. You know about it. In fact, you didn't hear about it means it was just somebody who had a relative and they had nowhere to bury him and they buried him out in the field and you encountered it and you're allowed to move it. They don't have a right to be kona that. Only a main mitzvah does. Itmar. Ha'oreg beged lemeit. Famous machlok Rabbi and Rav about hazmana. If somebody is weaving or knitting a shroud, Abai Amar Asar. Abai says, the minute you start weaving it, it's already asur b'hana'ah for anything else. Rav amar mutar. Abai amar asur, why has mana miltihi? When you assign, designate something, that is meaningful. Rav amar mutar, it is. Has mana la miltihi. Designation is not meaningful until you actually do something about it. So my tam ad abaye, what's abaye's reason? Gomar sham. Sham is a mention of the death of Miriam, vatikaver sham. And sham eglarufa. They buried the eglarufa when they found the dead body out there and they break the back of the calf there. Magla rufa bazmana mitzara, the minute that you designate this egla, you're not allowed to get an off from it. Hainabi bazmana mitzara, the same thing with something for a mate. Vrava gamar sham shami avorazara. That's the pasuk that we had earlier. Sharatam shim shamit alayhem alayharim. Right? Mavarazara bazmana lo mitzara. If you say, if you think I'm going to use this thing for avorazara, it doesn't mean anything until you actually do. Same things. The question is, do we compare the things that put things associated with a dead body with a avodah zarah or with egla rufa? From my time, Allah Magamar egla rufa. Why didn't Rava like egla rufa as a comparison? So Amar lacha mishamshin mimshamshin gamrinan. It's appropriate to compare things that are pertinences. After all, talking about a beged lemeit, you're talking about something used for avodah zarah. As opposed to Aglarufa, where it's the thing itself. Why didn't Abai learn from Avodah Zarah? The answer is, both of these are the proper things to do. Which is, it's proper to bury somebody, and it's proper to do the Aglarufa. And by the way, they're both about death. As opposed to Avodah Zarah, which is, of course, inappropriate, and something you're not supposed to be doing. Okay, we'll pick it up at this point, and we'll finish the parak in the next podcast, in Mitzvah Hashem, with continuing our discussion about Hazmona Milta and several proofs brought, some against the Rava, some against the Baye, until we end the Perek with some interesting Agadah about Yoav and Benayahu. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.